In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Dear children, what if I told you that there was a massive pile of gold and you could go and take as much of it as you wanted to? How many of you would then go and load up as much as you could? You'd be stuffing your pockets and filling your trousers and, you know, putting it under your hat or whatever you might find a spare place to put one or two more coins. You'd put as many of them on your person as possible and take as much away as you possibly could. This exactly was the vision had by Blessed Mary of Quito. She one day was praying and she fell into what was known as an ecstasy. So she was so wrapped in prayer that everything else around her was almost like it didn't happen. It wasn't going on, as if she was so focused on her prayer that is almost like a dream type state. And so she was wrapped in ecstasy in her prayer. And there before her, she saw this huge mound of gold and gems and rubies and diamonds and silver, every beautiful treasure that you could think of in this massive pile. And she saw that pile of treasure and then heard a voice say to her, "These riches are public property. Each person may approach and take as much as they like." And it was at that moment that she realized that that treasure was not treasure of gold and silver, but actually represented the indulgences for souls. It was a great treasure available that anybody could reap from, that these great graces from God, there was no limit to it and no limit to how much you accessed those graces for the holy souls and gain indulgences to get them to heaven. There are two types of indulgences. One is a plenary indulgence, which is to say that it is to remit all of the punishment due to sin whatsoever. If a soul was in purgatory, suffering, and you gained a plenary indulgence, then that soul would have all of its stain of sin removed and would go right to heaven at that point. And a partial indulgence would not get rid of all of the punishment due to sin, but it'd take away a chunk of it and help them on their way. And so those are the two types of indulgences which can be gained. And it's our duty, not just our chance, but our duty to gain indulgences for the holy souls. You see, it's an act of charity. We're all part of that same mystical body of Christ. There's the soul, the church triumphant, that's the souls in heaven, the church militant, that's us, and the church suffering, that's the holy souls of purgatory. And they can only get through purgatory by prayers and sacrifice and their own suffering. But they can't pray for themselves. They can't take away their own sins, or their own sufferings, that is due to the sin and the stain of sin, but that rather they rely on our prayers and our sacrifices to do so. But if we help them out, not only are we doing this great act of charity, we'll have a friend forever interceding before God in heaven because we helped them get there. Now, how do we gain these indulgences? You might think to yourself, well, if I'm helping a soul get out of purgatory, such a big task, it has to be a very hard thing indeed to do. But it's not. You see, it's very easy for us to help the holy souls. We can do it one little bit at a time. And there's two chief ways of doing so. First, by our sacrifices. We can offer up little sacrifices for the holy souls. I was talking to my grandmother one time, and she said she remembers as a little girl, she was always told to offer up sacrifices for the holy souls. And so she would go around thinking about these souls in purgatory, and she thought, gee whiz, I can always be helping out the holy souls. And so every little thing that she did throughout the day, she would offer up for the holy souls. Whenever she had that thought pop into her head, she'd say, well, my mom told me to clean my room. I don't really want to clean my room, but I have to anyways, so I'll offer it up for the holy souls. And she would do so, and she wouldn't complain about cleaning her room then. Or she'd say, I have to walk to school today, and it's very cold outside, so I'll offer up that cold for the holy soul. So little sacrifices, even stuff that she could not avoid, she offered up for these souls. And who knows, she'll know in heaven one day how many souls she helped to get there. And the second way is by our prayers. Our prayers are very powerful. Even if we just do little prayers every now and again when we think of the souls, they have a lot of power. There was one time this very, very holy bishop, and he was in prayer, and he too fell into ecstasy. A lot of people fall into ecstasy in these stories. This bishop fell into ecstasy, and he had this vision before him. And it was a young little child, very much like you all, a very young child. And he was kneeling beside a well, and this little boy dropped in a fish hook. It was a golden fish hook, and attached to it was a silver string, a silver fishing line. And he dropped it down into a well. And then the boy started to pull up the line, and there attached to the end of the hook was a woman. And he knew that the woman had drowned in the well not long before. And then this bishop's ecstasy ended. He finished his prayers, and it was time for him to go and say Mass. And so his rectory was a little distance away from the church. It wasn't right on the same property like we have here, but it was a little distance that he had to walk. And so he left his rectory and was walking, and he passed by a cemetery. And in that cemetery, kneeling beside one of the graves, was the very same little boy that he had seen in his vision. And now he was a little bit shocked, because he had never seen the boy before. A little bit shocked, he stopped and said, "My son, what are you doing?" And the little boy looked up at him and said, "I'm saying Our Fathers and Hail Marys for my mother, who is dead and buried here." And it was all at once that he realized in that moment that the golden hook represented the Our Father, and the silver line represented the Hail Mary. And that it was that simple little boy's prayers by his mother's graveside that had delivered her from purgatory up into heaven. And he went on to preach and to always work for the rest of his days for the holy souls in that same manner. And you, children, you all have this wonderful opportunity coming up for you very, very soon. A great chance to gain many indulgences for souls, many plenary indulgences to boot. You see, usually we can only gain one plenary indulgence in a day, and then for the rest of them, they have to be partial indulgences. But from noontime on Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, November the 2nd, all the way until midnight on the 3rd, All Souls' Day, if you come and make a visit to the chapel, and you say 6 Our Fathers, 6 Hail Marys, and 6 Glory Bees, and also within 8 days of that you go to confession and Holy Communion, you can gain as many plenary indulgences for souls in purgatory as you want. So you come to the church, you say your prayers, you walk out the door, and then you come back in and say them again. That's 2. And you walk back out and come back in. That's 3. You have a great opportunity to gain many souls to heaven in that time. You also have many opportunities throughout all of November to gain plenary indulgences for those souls by going to maybe a cemetery or different other types of prayers that you can do during that month of November, the month dedicated to the holy souls. And we should not miss out on that opportunity. You can get people to heaven. You can get them out of purgatory by doing these little things. And when you do so, you will forever have a saint who will always be your friend and will always pray for you before God, so that one day you may join him there in heaven. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.